Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
305 Jeff Katz News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, congratulations. We have made it. Self high fives all the way around. Oh boy, we're going to figure out exactly what the rate cut from the Fed means for real people. You know, folks like you, folks like me. My favorite economist, Dr. Dave Brad, is going to be along at 3:35. Get some insight from the good doctor. Now, it's Friday, so I always try and remember a couple of things happen on Friday. I wear red. R-E-D, remember. Everyone deployed, started by a couple of Marine moms a few years ago, and it is just an effort that has grown exponentially now that I think about it, but it has grown where you wear something red just to have a visible sign of support for the fine men and women who are serving somewhere other than their home. I ordinarily try and wear a red shirt. Did not have one in rotation today, so thank goodness I am actually like the best of friends with Emily Morrissey. Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com. So thanks to Emily, I am still fulfilling my red mission, R-E-D. Remember everyone deployed, I am wearing one of Emily's red bracelets. Thank you, Emily, for helping me keep my streak going. I do appreciate that very much. Early voting has commenced. Every single one of us who hates the idea of early voting needs to get out and vote early. Just telling you, flat out. If you give a damn about our beloved Commonwealth, if you would like to do something to help protect Virginia from extremists, from radicals, from very dangerous, disingenuous people, you've got to go out and vote early. I did think it was really a lovely gesture that over in Henrico a little bit earlier today, John Reed was there and Abigail Spamberger was there, and they were each going in to cast their early ballot at the Henrico County Government Building there. And John, not Abigail Spamberger, but John Reed, of course, because he's a Southern gentleman. Took a couple of moments to actually walk over there and be very, very polite. Anybody else notice, if you watch the video, Abigail Spamberger is none too happy about it. I mean, she really isn't. If you take a look at it, she is not happy that he's walking over. And you have to wonder how many of her staffers probably got yelled at later on, asking the question, hey, anybody notice this guy? He was polite as always, but you can see. I'm telling you, watch the video. It's up there. Who is it? Channel 6, CBS 6 had it I think that's where I watched. I do have it posted over on Facebook. So if you want to, if you haven't seen it, then you know what? Just go to The Jeff Katz Show over on Facebook. The Jeff Katz Show over on Facebook. I got it posted over there. Speaking of Abigail Spanberger's staff, a couple of rather telling audio clips have been uncovered relating to the Spanberger staff and certain lawsuits and depositions. Jerm, I don't actually know how many, we have. So I'll tell you what, do me a favor, just play the first one and then let me know if we got another one after that.
Do you think it's legal to make up lies about someone and publish them?
Same objection.
Do you think it is legal to make up lies about someone and publish them?
I don't know, because it seems to me like that happens in the world that we live in.
Do you think it's acceptable in politics to make up lies about people and publish them?
I don't know.
Whether it's acceptable or not, you don't know? Whether it's acceptable to make up lies about someone and publish them?
I think that we live in a very unique time in American history.
Abigail Spanberger staff hard at work. You think they're telling you the truth? How difficult is that question, man? Honest to goodness, how tough is that one? That is about as underhanded a pitch as you can get. You think it's right to make up lies and publish them? Well, gosh, golly, gee whiz. Here's your answer. No. Then you could have said, next question, please. No, of course it's not correct. Does that not give you an example of the depths to which Team Spanberger seems to be operating on a very comfortable basis for themselves? If you were asked to go out and lie, wouldn't you have something to say about it? If you were asked to go out and do something that you knew was simply wrong, would you not say, you know, that's not going to work for me? It might cost you your job. You're absolutely right. You might have to find new employment or start a business or whatever. But aren't we supposed to have some degree of integrity and honesty? Forget decency. I guess decency is has simply gone out the window. But integrity and honesty? I think those are important traits. I especially think they're important if you've got someone telling you she's going to be the best choice to run your state, but her employees apparently have a real problem figuring out if it is or is not okay to say something untrue. I know it was long, but I want you to hear it one more time. Jeremy, I want to do cut number one there one more time, please, because I want everybody to pay extra close attention. Go ahead.
Do you think it's legal to make up lies about someone and publish them?
Same objection.
Do you think it is legal to make up lies about someone and publish them?
I don't know. Because it seems to me like that happens in the world that we live in.
Do you think it's acceptable in politics to make up lies about people and publish them?
I don't know.
Whether it's acceptable or not, you don't know? Whether it's acceptable to make up lies about someone and publish them?
I think that we live in a very unique time in American history.
Wow. It just pains me to hear that. The first part where he asked him, do you think it's legal? He could have said, and it would have sounded a little, but he could have made this argument. He could have said, well, you know, I'm not an attorney. I'm not a judge. I don't really know all that much about legalities. Okay. You could offer that. And you could probably get away with that one. But do you think it's acceptable? Man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Man. All right, let's take a listen to the second clip here, please.
Working with. Okay. So who, just to go straight to the point here, who approved the article that we're here to discuss, the Democrat Party of Virginia article on the January 6th insurrectionists?
Mm-hmm. It'd be the Abigail Spanberger campaign.
The Spanberger campaign?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Hey, you think Abigail Spanberger is involved in the Abigail Spanberger campaign? Well, you got your name attached to it. You probably have some sort of involvement, don't you think? Now, you may not be signing off on every single solitary thing, but if you've got this sort of a hit piece, seems to me you, well, you'd be involved. Abigail Spanberger, by the way, won't answer any questions about this issue. Well, she won't answer questions really about anything. And when she does sort of kind of answer, she doesn't actually answer. She obfuscates. She can look you dead in the eyes and just tell you a fanciful tale, which, as we have been able to discern, doesn't actually have a lot of connection to the truth. It is sad. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.